Hiroshima by Lawrence Yip. The Bomb, page 1. Early in the morning of August 6, 1945, a big American bomber roars down the runway on a tiny island called Tinian. The pilot is Colonel Tibbetts. He has named the plane after his mother, Enola Gay. On a routine mission, a B-29 would carry 4,000 to 16,000 pounds of bombs. The Enola Gay is on a special mission. It carries a single bomb. It is an atom bomb that weighs 8,900 pounds. Everyone hopes the atom bomb will finally end a long and horrible war. 4 years before, on December 7, 1941, Japanese planes attacked American ships in Hawaii without warning. Caught by surprise, many ships and planes were wrecked at the naval base Pearl Harbor. The United States declared war on Japan and Japan's ally, Germany. With other countries, they fight a war called World War II. By 1945, Germany has given up. Only Japan fights on. But the United States has a special secret weapon, the atom bomb. Nothing is as powerful and as awful. The atom bomb is so terrible that the United States hopes it will make Japan stop fighting. Two other bombers follow the Enola Gay. These planes only carry cameras and special instruments to measure the explosion. Together, the three bombers turn over the Pacific Ocean and speed through the darkness toward Japan. The city. It is only 7 o'clock in the morning, but the air is already hot and muggy in Hiroshima. People go to work. Children hurry to school. Some soldiers and women go out with baskets to shop. A peddler wheels his cart carefully through the crowd. A colonel exercises his horse. There are about 320,000 people in Hiroshima that morning. Two sisters walk sleepily in the crowd. Riko is 16 and her little sister Sashi is 12. They have stayed up all night hiding from American bombers. Up until now, though, the airplanes have always bombed other cities. Some people believe that Hiroshima is so beautiful that the Americans have decided to spare it. Riko and Sachi stop by a shrine. They say a prayer for their father, who is in the army. Looking at the calm, forgiving face of Buddha, they begin to feel at peace. An American bomber flies ahead of the Enola Gay and its companions. This bomber is called the Straight Flush. It will check the weather over Hiroshima. If there are clouds over Hiroshima, the Straight Flush will tell the Enola Gay to attack another city. The crew of the Straight Flush scans the sky anxiously for Japanese fighter planes. However, the Japanese are saving their airplanes for the invasion that everyone expects, so there are no Japanese planes today. At first, the Straight Flush only sees clouds, then the crew spots a big hole in the clouds directly over Hiroshima. The sunlight pours right through the hole onto the city. Green hills surround the city, and the seven rivers shine like ribbons. Hiroshima is a perfect target. The Straight Flush tells the Enola Gay to continue to Hiroshima. In the meantime, down below in Hiroshima, someone spots the Straight Flush and sounds the alarm. The siren shrieks in short blasts. Everywhere people stop whatever they are doing. A streetcar rumbles to a halt. Its passengers run for the air raid shelter. Sachi and Riko leave the shrine and join the others. "Put on your hood, Sachi," Riko tells her. From their emergency bags, the two sisters pull out air raid hoods. Putting them over their heads, they tie them tight. If the bombs start fires, the hoods are supposed to protect them from burning sparks. With the other people, they go down the steps to hide in the darkness. However, the Straight Flush passes harmlessly over the city. Page 9, Work. When the Straight Flush finally leaves, the siren announces that it is safe. Breathing sighs of relief, the people leave the bomb shelters. They hurry to finish their interrupted chores. They go back to their homes to cook breakfast. The shopkeepers reopen their stores. The streetcars rumble along the tracks again. Everyone believes that they are safe now. They do not think more bombers will come so soon after the straight flush. Sachi takes off her hood as soon as she is on the street. I hate to wear it, she says, and stuffs it into her emergency bag. We're going to be late, Rico tells Sachi. Lunches and emergency bags bouncing, the two girls start to run. At the corner, Rico makes Sachi stop. Don't forget to wear your hood, she reminds her sister. Sachi hurries to school and gathers in the yard with her classmates. They will not study in the classroom today. As members of the Labor Service Corps, they have been assigned tasks outdoors to help defend Japan against the American invasion. The older children work in the factories. Others, like Rico, record phone messages at the Army headquarters located in an old castle. They have taken the place of the soldiers who are needed to fight the Americans. Sachi and her classmates work outside in the streets, tearing down houses. It is a sad sight for the owners, but they know it is necessary to lose their houses to support the war effort. Many of the Japanese buildings are wood and paper. In other cities, American planes have dropped bombs and started fires that have devastated large areas. As yet, this has not happened to Hiroshima. But since no one wants to take chances, the army and city officials have decided to make fire lanes. The empty spaces will help stop the fires from spreading. The lanes will also provide avenues for firefighting equipment as well as escape routes for people fleeing the flames. Sachi and her classmates help the adults wreck houses. They sort through the remains looking for useful parts that they can save and reuse, such as roof tiles. It is hot, dusty work, and the muggy air makes the dust stick to their sweaty faces. To make the work go faster, the children chant in time as they wield their shovels. Sachi's best friend pulls on white gloves to protect her hands. Several children tie headbands around their foreheads to keep the sweat from their eyes. Everyone is busy as the Enola Gay approaches. Page 14, The Attack. All over Japan, there are observers who look out for the American bombers. 19 miles east of Hiroshima, an observer spots the Enola Gay and its two companions. Hurriedly, he calls the Army headquarters in Hiroshima. Rico answers the phone and takes down the report. She is shocked to learn that there are more bombers coming. Angrily, she thinks it is a sneaky trick to catch people outside the shelters. She dials the radio station immediately and asks the announcers to warn everyone. Rico thinks she is safe deep inside the ancient castle, but she prays for her mother at home and Sachi out in the street tearing down houses. In the meantime, people go on calmly with their lives. They eat their breakfasts. They begin their work. Outside their homes, the very small children begin to play. A colonel rides his horse across a bridge.